All right, everyone, on to our next presentation, How to Defend a Corporate Representative by Joseph Cuellar. Joseph is an attorney at Valdez and Trevino in San Antonio, where his practice primarily focuses on catastrophic tort and commercial litigation, insurance coverage, and subrogation issues, professional malpractice, and administrative law issues. Joseph earned his bachelor's degree from Yale University and his JD from the University of Texas. While at UT Law, Joseph worked as an intern and an appellate clerk at the Travis County DA's office. Joseph joined Valdez and Trevino after a clerkship with Justice Luz Elena de Chapa on the San Antonio Court of Appeals. Welcome, Joseph.
Thank you. All right, good afternoon, everyone. I know we're heading towards the home stretch of a two-day CLE on a Friday afternoon in the end of the summer. So I'm going to do my best to keep what's kind of a dense and a bit esoteric topic as interesting, hopefully, as possible. And so, let's see here. And also I'll say that, you know, we've titled this How to Defend a Corporate Representative. I'm going to talk about is the corporate representative process in general. I know that some people are starting their PI careers, as I think Judge Manpreet just said. Others are more long in the tooth, and maybe they just want a refresher. But since this is a car crash seminar, we're going to focus more not on professional malpractice, but more on UIM cases, underinsured motorists, which involve a car crash, and also your third-party auto accident cases. So I know I was going to keep this interesting, but first I'm going to hit you with this block of text. And so this is Rule 199 B1 under the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. And part of this rule is laying out what you need to set out for a deposition. So identity of the witness, organizations. The notice must state the name of the witness, which may either be an individual or a public or private corporation, partnership, association, governmental agency, or other organization. Okay, for most depositions of fact witnesses, that's where you get to stop. You don't have to keep on reading the next three or four sentences of, you know, dense text. But if it were that simple, I wouldn't be asked to be here and talking about it. So we're going to have to delve into the remaining text. But we're not going to tackle it on a big block text basis. We'll work through it. But I just want to use this as an illustration to say, you know, fact witnesses are much more simple. You just send your notice. If the other side, or you ask for dates from the other side, they either send dates and then you send a simple notice, or they don't send you dates. They keep on ignoring you, and then you send a notice anyways, and then they either quash it or agree to it, and it all works out. But fortunately, more preparation, more thought has to go into defending when you receive a notice or a request for a corporate representative deposition. So, first of all, why does this special procedure, this special corporate representative procedure even exist? So the rule I showed you was under the Texas rules, which was based on the federal rule 30B6. You'll hear that more frequently than you will 199B1, but under the federal rules, rule 30B6. And this rule was added in 1970. And so it was part of a large update of discovery procedure. And the rationale for deviating from the simple procedure that both federal and Texas rules require for fact witnesses is about fourfold. They did this as a balancing act. They thought that making a specific corporate representative procedure would both help the party responding and the party requesting. The party requesting gets to, in this part of this procedure, give general ideas about topics of what it wants to do the deposition on, and then the other side has to work with them to produce those people. So in a large corporation or even a small company, you can see that it's a burden, or it also solves the problem of you know, I always want the president of this corporation's deposition because, you know, obviously he's the one who knows the most, and I want to start with him and then work my way down.